If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Charlie Slows joins us to do just that after calling a win over the World Series champion Dodgers, three in a row for the Nats. Charlie, 4-6 sounds a whole lot better than 1-6, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely does. And get the feeling of a win. And last night, in very unbaseball-like conditions, temperature getting into the low 40s late in the game. 22,000 plus last night, might have been well over 30 on a nice night with warmer weather, or even a weekend for sure. But that was a playoff type feel game last night.
So how are they going to handle the pitching today? It looks like Brad Lord on the bump to start, but you know, Kyle Finnegan's thrown for three straight days, had to get five outs last night. How's this one going to go today, Charlie?
We'll probably see Lord for 45 to 50 pitch, however far that gets them. And then we'll see if Davey plays matchups. He has another arm that can pitch multiple innings in Jackson Rutledge. Orlando Ribalta can give him multiple innings. And then he should have Jose Ferrer back in the bullpen tonight. Jorge Lopez would be available. Sims, maybe, maybe not. Salazar, maybe, maybe not. Finnegan, if he's available, will probably need an investigation. But this, I'll give you a little preview. He's on Nat's on deck with Dave tonight, and Dave asked him, do you have one in you? He said, well, this might be a spa day for him.
That's funny. Yeah, he needs it. Three straight days.
He deserves it. Feed up.
30-plus pitches on day three. That's unheard of. It doesn't happen. It kind of is a state of the union on that bullpen, though. It's an indictment, I think. Because I get the sense Davey realized you got a lead, you got a chance to beat the Dodgers, you got to pounce. And I don't know that he trusted anybody else to get him across the finish line.
Well, and there were a couple of guys unavailable, too. So Finnegan said he was good to go. He's more experienced, so you trust him. I thought, you know, if he got them out of the eighth inning and they didn't score another run after he'd come into the game, that maybe they would go with somebody else in the ninth inning. So he threw 15 pitches in the eighth, and they didn't get anybody up, so we could see that he was going to come back for the ninth. I'll tell you what, that was big time last night, what he did. For all the analytics people who look at it and say, well, his hard hit rate, he doesn't get enough strikeouts, he doesn't do all the things that you really want in a closer, and you know, maybe why he was out there as a free agent all winter. But you know what he gets? He gets outs most of the time. And if you have as many save chances as he did last year and you get 38 and you only mess up five, that's still a really high percentage, because you know, the top closers in baseball are not going to save every game.
C.J. Abrams' health, how's he doing?
They're going to sit him again tonight. He might be available to pinch it. They're hoping that he'll be able to play tomorrow. And if he isn't, they have a day off Thursday and think that he'll definitely be ready by Friday. I mean, when you have that type of thing this early in the year and, you know, the temperature's going to be in the 40s again, I think they've just been being very careful with him. And, you know, Paul DeJong was a shortstop most of his career, very under control guy. Made some really nice plays last night defensively at short for the Nationals.
Yeah, he made one particular terrific
sparkling to his right, yeah,
play. I'm not sure if Abrams would have made to that point, Charlie. So we'll be excited to see him back in the lineup offensively, but I don't think they're going to miss a ton defensively with DeJong moving over to short. What'd you make of Dylan Cruz's base running to steal a run last night? I thought that was a heady winning play. And then also, he had a hit and an RBI taken away on a changed scoring. Did you have any issue with the scoring on that?
Well, you know, too many times now we see scoring is being based on exit velocity. It's kind of like if it's in the 90s, they're going to score it an error. And if it's over 100, when maybe it should be an error, they're going to score it a hit. You know, that ball did something that stayed down on Betts. I don't know if the official score decided that he didn't get low enough for it and that it was a fieldable ball. You know, that happens when plays can go either way. To me, if it's 98 miles an hour or 102, if you think you should field it, great. May call it an error. If you think it was hit hard enough, it's a difficult play for him to make and should be a hit, I don't think the exit velocity should matter that much if there isn't that much of a difference on whether you determine how hard a ball is hit to score it a hit or an error.
Trevor, the Kaber Ruiz has been off to a pretty awesome start. There's still some of those moments, though, where you're kind of going, the growth isn't all the way there yet. And here's what I mean. Like, you know, 2-0 count, swinging at a pitch out of the zone or swinging at a pitch that hits him here and there. But there's still been enough progress where he looks so good. He's throwing the ball better as a catcher kind of bounces around a little bit. I'm kind of buying this sort of 2.0 version of Ruiz as he's continuing to grow.
Yeah, and it's nice for him to show it against the Dodgers who traded him away when they didn't think he would ever, you know, surpass Will Smith or anybody else to be on their big league roster as a starter or a backup catcher. You know, for him right now, he was embarrassed at the way last year played out, and he really worked hard in the offseason, and he dedicated himself to getting into better condition, dedicated himself to be better at trying to block balls and work on his throwing, dedicated himself on working with the pitchers and game plans and calling the right pitches when they need to and kind of taking charge. And that's still a work in progress. But at the plate, you know, we saw so many chases and so many times where he made contact on bad pitches and you had weekly balls in play for outs. There's still, like you said, some of that there, but we've seen more good decisions so far that you really like that he's been able to turn into hits from either side of the plate and driving some runs. So, and they've been timely. They've been big hits at big times in the game.
Yeah, 7 runs batted in 9 games played for him, and he's hit safely in 8 of those as a .981 OPS. Charlie, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right. We'll see you later.
Yeah,
see
we'll
you,
be listening. Charlie and Dave pregame, 6:15, first pitch, 6:45 here on The Fan.